Today's shiur, the first day of Maseches Maaser, is dedicated by Mr. Moshe Gershuni in memory of Moshe ben David, whose yahrzeit is Gimel Nisan, and Rivka Bas Ephraim Leib, whose yahrzeit is Yud Aleph Nisan.
Okay, we start a new world, the world of Maaseres, the next Masechta here in Seder Zra'im. We've done Brachas Pei Ademai, Kelayim, Shvius Trumas, and now Maaseres. And Maaseres continues the world that Trumas was in, but the main focus of Maaseres is when is the Chiyuv of Maaseres kick in. The first Mishnah talks about when what's Mechuyuv in Maaseres, at what stage. The Rambam, interestingly, quotes this Mishnah at the beginning of Trumas, because it's the same rules. It's not Dafka Maaseres. When we say Maaseres, we mean all the tithes, meaning Truma Gedola to the Kohen, and Maaser Rishon to the Levi, and Trumas Maaser from within that to the Kohen, Maaser Sheni we bring up to Yerushalayim in year 1, 2, 4, and 5, and Maaser Ani takes its place in year 3 and 6. So that's the main topic about when is the Rechiyuv, what is Mechuyuv, as we're going to learn, what types of fruit, at what stages are there Mechuyuv. That's the real issue. And the focus is removing the Isser of Tevel. Right, the Nesina is not such a focus in this Masechta, the giving and the mitzvah, but it's to remove the shame Tevel. Tevel, interesting, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says the word Tevel is Tav lo, good not. This is not good, right? You can't eat this. It's Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Rambam says that the first time Tevel appears in Shas, and that's back in Brachas in the seventh parak, where the Mishnah talks about whether you could have a Zimun after eating Tevel. And the Rambam there says, Tevel Shema Davar Shelo Hifrishu Mimenu Shum Matana. Mikol ha-matanos ha-elu shamarnu. That none of the matanos were given. Trumas and Maaseres, v'umila morkeves, tav lo. There is a question, if you took off Truma Gedola and there's only Maaser Rishon left, is that called Tevel, the same Isser? What if only Maaser Sheni was not taken off? Is that called Tevel also? Maaser Sheni, a Yisrael could eat. Is that called Tevel with Misa B'dei Shemayim? What if only Maaser Ani is not taken off? Which again, it does not have Kedusha. So we'll have to see the discussions of that in the Masechtas. That's Tevel. We know there's the mitzvah, the removal of Tevel is if one wants to partake and eat of the fruit. If one does not want to partake, so then that pashtus is not a mitzvah. If I want to just leave my field fallow and not pick anything, so I could just leave it there. But there is a discussion, we mentioned this in Akdama to Trumas as well, that there is the Shita of the Taz, in the beginning of Yeredeya, where the Taz seems to say that even if I have no reason and no intentions of eating the fruit, still there is a kiyum, right? It's not just a matir, but it's a mitzvah, says the Taz, in the context of the bracha of Shechita, and he quotes there the bracha of Lachniso and Bris Mila, Aval Afrashas Truma Havi Iker Bracha Al Mitzvah Hafrasha, Lo Alisser Tevel, Shahari Mitzvah Hafrasha Chiyuv Alav Afilu Im Eino Rotze Lechom and Atvu Adayin. Even if I have no intention of eating yet, the mitzvah is upon me. V'yem Kain, who mitzvah, avi mitzvah zos kishar mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. And the Rebbe Kiva Eger there on that Taz wonders, really? Lo matzasi zeh. I don't think this is true. Tibipshuto, who rak kishar rotze la'achlo aser. Ache fishuma. Pashas is only when you want to eat it. Then it's tevel, and it's also to eat until you're mafresh. And look in the Magen Avraham, beginning of Simon Ches, he seems to say that regarding hafreshes chala, that hafreshes chala is a matir and not a mitzvah. The Magen Avraham there, if your member is bothered, why is it that usually we have the halacha of a birchas hamitzvah should be said ba'amida, but the Mishnah in chala says that you can make the bracha, seemingly, the Gemara talks about arum and sitting, so the Magen Avraham is machalik between hafreshes chala, or Truma, we're not being mechalik between the two now, which is a matir versus a mitzvah. But that's the Taz of Kiva Eger at the beginning of the of Yaradeya. But that's in terms of the is there a mitzvah? The Isser of Tevel is learned that from the pasuk in Vayikra. And again, Mida Araisa, nobody's allowed to eat Tevel. Right? Even a Kohen and a Levi is not allowed to eat Tevel. And even if you might say the Tevel is usher because of the Truma and the Meiser Shabo, it's still not allowed to be eaten. Because, as Rabbi Yosef Engel explains, sometimes even if something can be eaten after it's separated, before it's separated, it doesn't have the heter yet, right? The kachim, certain types of basar, the meat of the kachim can be eaten, but not until after Zrikas Adam and Haktaras Emurin. And if you don't do that, even though the kohen are going to be able to eat it, he can't eat it yet. So here too, it could be that there's Trumas and Maaseres in this Tevel, but still, Trumas and Maaseres are not mutter to a kohen until after Hafrasha is done. Which fruits and vegetables are chayiv and trumas and maaser? So this comes up many times in these dafim, but it's always good to review, and maybe we'll mention one or two new shitas that we don't always mention regarding. So Rashi and Tosfos in a few places in Shas, and most Rishonim, it looks like, hold that only what the psukim say, dagon, tirosh, v'yitzar. That's the only thing, grain and wine and oil. That's the only thing that's chayiv in trumas and maaser's midaraisa. All the grains, and tirosh v'yitzar, and even tirosh v'yitzar, the Ramban, if you remember, says that means oil and wine. It doesn't even mean grapes and olives. Grapes and olives are durabanan. That's the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh, where he quotes, like Rashi and Tosfos, mitzvahs b'trumas v'maisos b'chol makom in dag and tirosh v'yitzar. Dag and tirosh v'yitzar. Dagon v'loshar ha-kodesh chameshas aminim. The five grains. Tirosh, yayin. Yitzar, shemen. Ve'ein min acher b'chol azron u'b'chol aperos ha'ilon chayav min ha-torah klal. No other types are chayiv midaraisa, lo betrumas, lo b'maisrus. And anytime you see anything that gives the other impression, which, as we'll see, daf aleph right here gives a quotes a brisa that pashas is like the other shita. Hein mutos, it's just an asmachta. It doesn't really mean it. And then he says, even zaysim va'anavim maisr shalem eno min haTorah shiyasu asheyasu tirosh v'yitzar v'tia bazenizar. Be careful, because many people have made a mistake about this. That's the Ramban. So that's many Rishonim. The Rambam, daraisa, all fruit. All fruit of daraisa, that's the sheet of the Rambam, in Hilchas Trumas. In Hilchas Trumas, the Rambam says that in Perek Beis, I think it is. In Perek Beis, in Hilchas Trumas, the Rambam says that all Trumas, all fruit, are chayiv in Trumas and Maestros. It's a major machlokas. That's if you have any spekus, big nafkamina, in terms of what one does, how does one treat them. Perek Beis. Right, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Trumas. Kol Ochel Adam Hanishmar Shegidula Min Aretz Chayiv V'Truma. All Ochel Adam. Ma Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar Ma Ochel Adam Gidula Min Aretz V'Yeshlo Baylim Av Kol Kiyotzaman Chayiv V'Truma V'Chein B'Maisrus. That's the Rambam. There is a sheet of the Raifit. The Raifit is quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bamitzia and the Ritva, where the Raifit says all Shivas Haminim, meaning compared to Bikurim. Bikurim by Shiva Saminim, says the Ravid, Nirali, the Kol Shiva Saminim, Shem Chayavim Bibikurim, Chayavim Bitchumo Vaisus, the Gama Racious Racious, May Racious Kol Priho Adama, the Racious the Guncha Tiroshcha Vietzarecha. Wow, so that's the Ravid, all Shiva Saminim. There is the Ravid, a different Ravid, if you remember, who says that Dag and Tirosh, that was the Ravid in the Kus of Shaman Chulin, the Ravid who says, all, hold like Rashi and Tosfos, only Dag and Tirosh Vietzar, but if you do other fruit, it has the status. There's no chiyuv of truma midaraisa, but there is a status of truma midaraisa. One final shita, and that is the Uraim. The Uraim, Lazari Metz, writes in Kuf Mem Zayin, Meiser Sheni is different. Meiser Sheni is different. Trumas Meiser and Truma and Meiser Rishon are all Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar, like Bali Tosfos hold. Right, Trumas Meiser, all Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. But Meiser Sheni, Noeg Bishar Peros Afilu, be Yurakos, even vegetables, which even the Rambam does not include vegetables. Yurakos are Durabanan. But says the Uraim for Meiser Sheni, it's even vegetables. Shebo Riba Akasov, Dechsiv of Harshas Re'e Anochi, Aser Ta Aser, Es Kol Tvuasarecha, Michal Shinem Rav Yachat Lefne Hashem, Bebakom Hashayivchar, Meiser Degoncha Tirashcha Vietzarecha, Yochol Ainli Dogatirish Vietzar. Menan Lerab was Peros, Tamalamar Tvuasarecha. Menan Lerab was Yurakos Lemeiser, Tamalamar Kol Meiser Arts. Hamer b'sofa parsha, v'hiva meiser sheni mishtoi. That's talking about meiser sheni. So unbelievable, the Uraim holds that even vegetables are included in the chiyuv of meiser sheni mida oraisa. Mida oraisa, the shita of the Uraim. What else is this mesechta about? It's about the stages. That's about the types of fruit, but the stages. We'll talk a lot about gemar malacha and re'ias penei abayis. Gemar Malacha, the final processing, making a pile, smoothing out the piles in the field, and then bringing it in. Re'ias Pnei Habayis. Re'ias Pnei Habayis, and we'll have to see, are there items that don't need Re'ias Pnei Habayis, because they have Gemar Malacha, they don't usually have Re'ias Pnei Habayis. We'll also have to talk about different types of eating, Achilas Keva and Achilas Arai. Achilas Keva, permanent significant eating, so that's usher even right away. Achilas arai, as we'll see, is mutter. Even even before Gemara Malach and Yisprei Abayis, even Achilas Keva is Mutter Midaraisa, but Midarabana, we say Achilas Keva is Usser out in the field. And again, we'll have to see what Keva means. There's to make it a significant eating, it has to do with how you eat and if you show significance to it. Midaraisa, those are the requirements. Midrabanan, we mentioned this in Trumas as well, but the Rambam, based on a Gemara later on, talks about certain events that are Mechayiv Midrabanan. Because these events show significance to the item, that already is Koveil HaMaisrus, Shabbos, and cooking it, and selling it, and salting it, and being Mafresh Truma, that all shows you're giving significance to the item, and therefore it's already koveya lemaisrus. There is tremendous schar given for those who keep the halachas of shumas and maisrus properly. The Gemara in Tainus, darshans from the word aser to aser, the psukim in Parsha Shoftim. Tainus tes amid aleph on the top. My dechsev, Rabbi Yochanan says, my dechsev aser to aser, aser b'shvil shetit asher. Be ma'aser so that you will become rich. You're giving, and then you're getting, right? That the Gemara in Ksubas also says, if you salt your money, right? If you give away some of your money, so then you'll get, it'll come back to you. And then the Gemara even says a story, Ashkei, Rabbi Yochanan Liduka, the Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, who made this statement, he once found his nephew, Reish Lakish's child, Amar le psok li psukecha, em li psukecha, no, tell me what you learned in yeshiva. Amar le aser ta aser. Amalei may aser ta aser, amalei aser b'shvil shetit asher. So he told him this vart that he had said, give money, be maaser, so that you become rich. Amalei minalach, how do you know this? Amalei zil nase. He says, well, you could test Hashem. Why don't you try it? Right? Why don't you test? Amalei umishar lezusin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The child says to Rabbi Yochanan, are you allowed to test Hashem? Vaksiv lo sanasu as Hashem. You're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei, except here, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Chutz Mizu, Shedemar Havius, Kalamatzer, Albeis HaOtzer, Vyotera Pevesi, Ubechanuni Nabazos. The Pasuk in Malachi, Hashem says, test me on this. Amar Hashem Svakos, Lo Eftach Lachem Es Arubas HaShemayim, if I don't open up the windows of heaven, Vairikosi Lachem Bracha, Ad Belidai, and I pour out Bracha for you, until Ad Belidai. What does that mean? Maya Belidai, Amar Ami Barchama, Amar Rav Ad Sheyivdilu, Sifso Seichem, Milo Mardai. Until your lips get tired from saying, enough, 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 it's so much Bracha, that is the drasha that the Gemara gives here in Tainus Daf Tes Aser Bishvil Shetit Asher. That's the schus that we have. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu yearned to do this. Moshe Rabbeinu yearned to do the mitzvahs. That's the Gemara, and with this we'll finish the introduction. That's the Gemara beginning of Sota, the end of the first perek, where the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly. Says the Gemara, Darsh of Simloi, Bibriman Nisav and Moshe Rabbeinu Likarnes Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael so badly? V'chilecho mi pir Yehud Sarech, Olisba mi tuva Hud Sarech. Was he trying to eat the fruit? Did he want to eat the fruit from the Eretz Yisrael? He heard about the delicious restaurants. Olisba mi tuva. Elakach Amar Moshe. No, Moshe said, Harbe mitzvos distavo li Yisrael. Vein miskaimen ela b'Eretz Yisrael. Many mitzvos were commanded that you could only do in Eretz Yisrael. I want to go in. And Hashem says, don't worry, I'll give you the credit. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in to do these mitzvahs. So we get to study them, like Moshe Rabbeinu got to study them. But here we will go in and start the Masechta in this way. And by Hashem, we will be Zoche. Whether they're Daraisa Durabanan today, most assume that they're Durabanan today. Maybe we'll be Zoche, hopefully soon, to be able to fulfill them, even me Daraisa. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Maisris daf aleph. Klal amru b'maisris. So there's a rule. It's a rule by Maisris. And as I mentioned earlier, the Rambam quotes this rule in, you look at the Mishpat, in the beginning of Trumas. For the same rules for Trumas and Maisris. Not like Peah. If you remember, the first Mishnah in Peah had five requirements. Five requirements for what's chayv in Peah. Here, Maisris only has three. Klal amru b'maisris. Kalshu ochel v'nishmar v'gidula v'naretz. Anything that's a food, ochel, meaning it's edible, v'nishmar, and it's guarded. That means it's not hefker. Lafuke hefker, says the Mara Folda. Sheilem bailim shishmaru. It's not guarded. V'gidula v'naretz. And it grows from the ground, meaning not like mushrooms, which we say halachically grow from the air, and that's why you make a shahakol. So it has to be ochel nishmar v'gidula v'naretz. That's why animals, right? Meat. Meat is not chayav and maisrus. It's ochel, it's nishmar, but it's not gidul min haaretz. chayiv in Maisris. So those three requirements, that's what's chayiv in Maisris. That's what we just saw in the Rambam also, in the beginning of Perek Beis, of Hilchos Trumos. So these three, these are the three that are required. There might be another one, I don't know if you consider this a requirement, it's just a halacha, and that is, it has to be talsh. It has to be talsh, it has to be detached. If stuff is still attached, you can't be mafresh. And it's not chayiv yet. If something is still attached to the ground, you cannot be mafresh, and it is not chayiv and afrasha. Rashi says that. Kiddushin samach beis amit aleph. Rashi says, Dibur maschil michubar. Dibur maschil michubar. Rashi says here, samach beis amit aleph. Michubar eino chayiv betruma. Michubar is not chayiv in truma. Dereshis degan chaksiv. Midi demidgan, something that is gathered in piles, shene esaf bekri, hilkach lo chal shem truma ala talush. So truma is not chal on detached, shehufrash alav, vitevel hu biyad kohen. And there's no shem truma, right? It's not called truma if you're trying to be mafresh for it. Vitevel hu biyad kohen, viyachol litra balab mimakam acher, vikula chulin, vamechubar shehufrash alav, lo niskan. Right, so if you try to be mafresh, make something truma that's still attached for something else. So what's detached is still tevel. And if you try to the opposite way, mechubar that you had in mind, I've taken off the truma for what's still mechubar, didn't work. Lo niskan ukishit losh sarich litro. So again, mechubar is alacha, you can't be mafresh. And that's the mishnah there. It's a mishnah we had back in Trumas about tarmim and atal shal mechubar. And this is the halacha. Also, it's not called a separate requirement, but that is the halacha. Next, va'od klal acher amru. Kol shetchilas ochol v'sofa ochel. As long as it's edible, if it's edible at the beginning of its growth, when it's small and when it's bigger, afal pi sheshomro lahosif ochel, even if you would keep it on the tree for longer because you want it to get bigger and bigger, but it's edible right now, then if you would cut it, chayef katan v'gadol. It's chayef. Right? Even if you have in mind that you want to keep it longer and it got cut off earlier, somebody else cut it off earlier, you have to be mafresh. The kol she'ein tchilasa ochel, avo sofa ochel. What if at the beginning, once it starts growing, like many food, it's not edible, it's small, it's hard, but it ends up being edible as it grows, avo sofa ochel, eino chayev et she'yasa ochel. Right, so it's only chiyev and shubas and maestris once it becomes ochel, once it becomes edible. The Marafolda here quotes from the Rambam, what's the source? Dichsiv, mizera ha'aretz, mi priha eitz, ad she'yagadol v'yasa pri. Right, the Mefarshim point, yeah, that doesn't seem to be a chazal anywhere. The Rambam might have created that chazal, but that is what the Rambam says. Look in the Be'er Ruchaim Kedievsky. Eino chavesh yasa ochel, v'hainu ditaninan kulhon mishnayis de lahalon. Right, and that's the lashon of all the mishnayis. Later on, me'emasai haperos chayavim b'maisrus. Klomar, me'emasai heim nasim ochel. Meaning, what's the lumdis of Gemar Malacha? And onas ha'maisrus, oh, not Gemar Malacha, onas ha'maisrus. What's the halach of onas ha'maisrus? When something grows a third, as we'll get to all the different measurements, that's when it becomes a food. Before that, it's not called a food. It's not really edible yet. It's not called a food. Okay. We continue now in the Gemara. Klal amar b'maisris. So what's the klal? So we said in the Mishnah, the klal is the three requirements. Ochel, nishmar, gidulov min ha'aretz. So ksiv, aser ta'aser es kol tvar asarecha, aser ta'aser bima aser tithe all of your tevua. Now we're going to add in the girsa, the grah we're going to go with. Going to go to the Gris of the Gra. So, if it would have only said Aser, Hayisi Omer Kol Advarim Yu Chayev B'Maisrus, I would have thought everything is Chayev B'Maisrus. I would have thought, Yachal Kol Advarim, says the Gra, Tamaloma Tvua Sarecha. No, it says Tvua. Tvua Sarecha, which sounds like grain. So, E Tvua Sarecha, Yachal, Ainli Ela Tvua. So, I might think, oh, only grain? Tamalomer Hayotse Hasada. No. It's an inclusive. So first you have an exclusive word, tvua sarecha. Then you have an inclusive, hayotze hasada. Right? So that's an inclusive. Right? That's the v'nirba, and that's back to the Gemara now, back to our Gersa. Tabalomar is called tvua sarecha riba. Right? We include more than just grain. V'riba shar, we'll get to Meseches Chala, where it's only the grain. But here, v'riba shar zero nigida sheinechal, and maybe I should include even inedible seeds, those are also chayiv and maisrus, and Trumas. Ksiv Tvuas Arecha, Viksiv Hayotzei Asadeh Shana Shana. No, there's a prad and a klal. Tvuas Arecha is a prad. Hayotzei Asadeh Shana Shana is a klal. So Hakeset, how do you learn the prad or klal? Tomi Bein Tayim Davarshu Ochel Vinishmar. So you take from it, from the klal and the prad, it has to be similar to the prat. And therefore it has to be Ochel and Nishmar like Tvua. Like Tvua. And again, the Pasha Pshad here is that it's not limited to Tirosh V'Yitzhar. More than Dagon, again, all these brises here, simple Pshad is like the Rambam, that it, all fruit are included in Midaraisa. Again, there are other sources that seem to point to the other direction. But all, each group of Rishonim has what to explain. So they're the Rashi and Tosfos, Ramban. The Ramban said in Parshas Re'eh, all of these are Asmachtas and only means Durabbanan. That's what the Ramban said. That's all one source, right? Based on Aser to Aser. And one way to darshan it. So is the boy Mishman Mishmeinam and Adah? Some learn it from the following. Aser taser klau. As kol tvuas arecha prat. Klau uprat, eim beklau, mashma prat. Not prat uklau, like we said before, but a klau uprat. And therefore you include what's similar to the prat. Ein li ela tvua, I might think that this is only the grain. Kitni yisminayin, how do I know all the legumes are also chayev and shumas and maisris? Tamalomar v'chol masar haaretz. Mizera haaretz, lerabo zera shum shechlayim v'gargar. So that includes all edible seeds. Those are all edible seeds, like the Marafolda says here. Sheim ru'uyim lachila, right? Edible seeds are chayiv. Right? We know edible seeds are considered part of the fruit of the vegetable. And that's the same brach also. Right? The pumpkin seeds get this, if you eat them, gets this, the brach of the pumpkin. And watermelon seeds get the brach of the watermelon. And kiwi seeds and pomegranate seeds, if you can eat that, it gets the brach of whatever you are eating. So, osha yachol shani marbe, continuing now. So I might even include zera lufa elyon, vizera kreshin, vizera betzolim, vizera lefes utsnonos, other seeds of onions, of turnips and snonos and radishes, right? We had these discussions of the chasios, if you remember at the end of Trumas. These are all chasios that when you plant them, the bulb stays. Vishar zera unigina shenin echolin. You might think that all these inedible are also included. Tamalomar mizera haaretz v'lo kol zera haaretz. So only mizera from some, not all, but mizera haaretz, right, from some of them, and therefore not all of them are included. And again, all these halachas are quoted in the Rambam in Perek Beis of Trumas. Again, the same thing applies in Meiser, but the Rambam quotes all of these mishnayos, interestingly, in the beginning of the second parak of Trumas, where he talks, the first parak of Trumas, why isn't this in the first parak of Trumas? Right, that's where he talks about the basics. No, that's where he talks about the Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. And then in Perek Beis, he talks about these Chiyuvim. And again, I read it before, Kol Ochel Adam HaNishmar, Gidulav Min Ha'aretz, Chayev B'Truma. Any Ochel, that's Nishmar, Gidul Min Ha'aretz, Chayev B'Truma. And it's a mitzvah, I say, Lahafrish Mimenu Reishas L'Kohen. Shneimar Reishas D'Ganchat Yerushchav Yitzarecha, Titein Lo. And then he quotes examples, HaKarshinim, Af Al Pishena Machal Adam, Karshinim, like we had, like vetch, I think is the translation. Even though it's not machal adam, however, ochlin also b'shnei ra'avon chayav mitshuva meisers. So because it's edible al yedei adchak, it's still called food. It's ochel, it's nishmar v'gidulim in aretz. So that all works. And then the a number of other examples: zeronigina, alacha gimel, sheina nechalim. These examples, seeds that are not edible, could go in zera lefez, zera tznow, zera betzalim, piturim and mitshuva meisers. They're potter b'bnei sheina machal adam. Remember we discussed at the end of Trumas, what about spices? So spices themselves are not edible. Some of them are. So if they're edible, then for sure they're chayev. But if they're not edible, then pashtas, they are not chayev. And Trumas and Maisos mid to Araisa. But you use them and use their taste at least for food. So therefore, you know, once it's part of the mixture, then there's something to talk about. But plain, l'chorin is not chayev. And the Rambam HaChavav, Hayirakos, Ava Vishin Machal Adam, Ein Chayim Meisters Alam Divrayim. The Rambam says, vegetables, as we'll get to soon, as Shemar Durabanan, that I'll give you all fruit of Daraisa, but vegetables are Durabanan, Lefi Shene'emar, B'Meisr Tfuah Zarecha, because it says by Meisr, the Tfuah of your Zera, Tfuah V'Chayot Sebo. It has to be similar to Tfuah, which fruit is similar to tvua, says the Rambam. Aval yirako sein in bechlal tvua, but vegetables are not bechlal tvua. V'chein yire li shehu hadin betruma. Same thing, I think, with truma, right? The vegetables are also drabanan, and the Radvaz says lafishalo hiskar dina yirakos alagabe maestris, because the whole ptur and yirakos only being drabanan is only quoted by maestris right here, beginning of the Yerushalmi. Haya ola al daiti, I would have thought shem chayavas ben atorah. I might have thought that vegetables are chay ben atorah for truma. That's an amazing Havamin. Again, shades of that Uraim that we mentioned earlier, that you could be mechalik between various parts of the Chumas and the Maestros world. You might say, they're all the same, they're all the same. Chumas Gedola, Chumas Maeser, Maeser Risha, Maeser Shady, Maeser Ani, all of them, they're all the same requirements. So most say, yes, that's true. But the Uraim already tells us, no, Maeser Shady is all-inclusive. All-inclusive, even vegetables. So here the Radva says, the Havamina, you might have thought that only Maestros has a patur from Urakos, but Trumas does not. Then vegetables are excluded. Okay, so that is all a few of the sources relating to edibility. The ochel has to be edible. Let's continue. Pri ha'etz. Larabos call Peiro Se'ilan. Priya Eitz includes all fruit. Again, Pashu sounds like the Rambam. Sounds like the Rambam a lot, this source, that it's all fruit. Yochol Shani Mar Becharuve Shita Vitzalmona. I might assume that you include all these carobs. Vecharuve Gerura Tamalomar Mi Priya Eitz Lo call Peiro Se'ilan. Mipri, right? Not all, not things that might be inedible. Yerakos minayin, how do I know vegetables? Isi Ben Yehuda Omer HaMaisrus Li Yerakos Midevrehen. Maisrus are only Durabanan. Push it, simple, straight. Madrakas and Durabana and everything else seems to be Dalraisa. Period. So that is all the sources for Ochel. It has to be edible. Nishmar, number two. It has to be guarded. It can't be Hefker. So when? When can it be Hefker? When is there a Patur? So Rav Chizda Amar, Hefker, Kama, V'chazer, V'zachaba. What if I'm Mafker my field while it's still attached? And then I'm Mizoche it back while it's still attached? So I did nothing. Because there's no chia. For avar vehifresh ban truma, and I take off truma. Harizu truma. That's good. That's what you're supposed to do, right? That's what you're supposed to do. Add in a line. The shini nuschos quotes and add a line to get in. Hifker shibalim. But if I did the same thing with bundles that are already detached. Hifker shibalim v'chazer v'zacha bahem. I was mafker the bundles, then I was reacquired them. V'avar vehifresh ban, and then I was mafresh from them truma. Ain't a truma. No, then it's not truma. If I was mafker bundles, then I reacquire them. So then it's not chayiv in maisrus. And therefore, if I'm mafresh, if I've designated shuba, it's meaningless. Say, ask the Gemara. Ma bin kamal shibalim, what's the difference? Both cases, you had a moment of hefker in the middle. Why? When it's attached, the kama, then that creates a mafkia of the patur. If it's attached, then it does nothing. And therefore, if I re-require it, I'm chayiv. While if it's bundles that are already detached, then it is meaningful. So Gemara says, well, kama, by attached, at shalo hifkira. What if I, before I was mafkirit, I already was mafresh shuma from the stalks? Then it's meaningless. Avar veifresh mena shuma, ain't a shuma. If I was mafresh shuma when it's attached, it's meaningless. Like we just quoted from Rashi in Kiddushin, right? It's not in the world. So therefore, when I was mafkirit, when it's still standing and attached, there's no chiv of shuma yet. So it doesn't affect it at all. Shibalin, but by the bundles, atchalo efkiran, but by the bundles, if I was mafresh them as truma, it would be significant. Avar vehifresh man truma, arizu truma. That would be truma, and therefore, that's why there's a big difference between when you are mafkir. It's a big difference. If you're mafkir when it's still standing, then that's meaningless, because maybe mafresh truma is meaningless at this stage. It's not in the world of truma yet. But if it's detached, so then it would be significant, because you can be mafresh truma from it, so therefore your hefker would be significant. And any stage that it has without Bailum, so then that's mafkia. That's mafkia. Special din by Peah we discussed, that maybe it's more chomer if you get it the next morning, even after it being mafkirit. But that's all truma, and that's all maisrus. One more line, and then we'll have to continue next time. But Ezra Hashem, Rav Chanina, B'Shem Rav Chizda, Af Behektish Kain. So Rav Chanina, the name of Rav Chizda, says, Hektish also. Hektish has the same rules of Hefker. Look at the Mara folder. What do you mean, after Hektish Kade? Im Hektish Kama, Vupada Kama. If I was Maktish standing, corn or grain, it was still attached, and then I was poted before it was cut. Chayiv and Maestros. The same thing. It's Chayiv and Maestros because you didn't do anything. Hektish Shibalim, but if I was Maktish bundles, and then I got them back, then there's a Patur. So that's the Shita of Rav Chinnan, the name of Rav Chizda. The Gemara says, Milein derabanan pligid. We're going to see the Shita of the Rabbanan that argue on this, but we'll have to get through this Brisa to be able to see that. Just to finish up, and we'll stop there, but to finish up one more minute, Maestros, the Rambam quotes, there's only one mitzvah. Like one mitzvah in Ilchas Meiser, right? To just contrast that, if you remember back in the beginning of Ilchas Trumas, the Rambam says that there are eight mitzvahs. There were eight mitzvahs discussed in Trumas. Two mitzvahs asay, and six mitzvahs lo sasay. Many halachas that apply to Truma. A zar can't eat Truma, a toshav kohen, an arel can't eat Truma. None of those unique halachas apply to Meiser, right? Meiser doesn't have that same level of kedusha. Right, we're going to learn about that in the days of the Bayis Sheni. Ezra Sofer even made a knas because the Levium didn't come back to Bayis Sheni. He said, "Don't give my Serishim to the Levium, give it to the Kohanim." And the question is, how is he allowed to do that? Is that going against something that it says in the Torah? But the Rambam says, Hilchas Meiser, mitzvahs asei achas v'hi lahafrish Meiser Rishon b'chol shana v'shana. Mishnei Azriya, Velitna Levium. Right? Meiser Rishon, you have to be mafresh in every year of Shnei Azriya, Velitna Levium. Why is he that in every year? Because we know Meiser Sheni is not in every year. In the next halachas, in Hilchas Meiser Sheni and Ravai, the Rama puts together. So there, the Rama has nine mitzvahs, three mitzvahs asay, and six mitzvahs los asay. And the Rama there says, Lahafresh Meiser Sheni in specific years. Uboshana Shlish, he says, Achan Afresh Meiser Rishon, Bechol Shana, Afresh Meiser Sheni. Ubashana shlishis vishishis mafrishin meiser ani chelef meiser sheni kemo shebi arnus. There's a difference between the years, but this is every year. Meiser Rishon is every year. Again, obviously besides Shemitah, but that is the halacha we learned. So we learned the three requirements: ochel, nishmar, and gidulav min haaretz. Okay, we'll stop here. We had a haschala in meisers.